You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The Zee Entertainment stock crashed 15% on the Bombay Stock Exchange, touching ₹164.50 at the end of Wednesday's trade, following reports that the Securities and Exchange Board of India has widened the scope of its ongoing investigation into the company. Bloomberg reported on Wednesday that the markets regulator had found a hole in the media company's accounts, which was 10 times more than the initially estimated amount of ₹200 crore by the investigators, who are probing alleged fund diversion at the firm. Zee refuted the allegations and said, "Reports and rumors pertaining to accounting issues in the company are incorrect and false." Moving on, in an interim relief for Byju's, the Karnataka High Court on Wednesday ruled that any resolution proposed to be passed at the company's extraordinary general meeting on Friday will not be valid till the edtech firm's petition is fully heard and disposed of by the court. Further, US-based Glass Trust Company filed an insolvency plea against the company, making it the fourth such plea against the edtech firm in 6 months. The petition by Glass Trust is being admitted by the Bengaluru bench of the National Company Law Tribunal. Byju's has moved the Karnataka 8C, arguing that certain investors had violated the Articles of Association by calling for an EGM on February 23, 2024. In another development, Wipro on Wednesday announced an expanded partnership with Intel Foundry for chip design. As the design services and alliance partner, Wipro will help Intel Foundry develop its most advanced process nodes, including the Intel 18A process node. The two companies are targeting sectors such as heavy industries, automotive, industrial and telecommunications to leverage generative AI-driven designs and foundry services to drive ongoing innovation. The development assumes significance as demand for generative AI-enabled products by enterprises, which require advanced AI chips to perform tasks, is on the rise. According to Allied Market Research, the global AI chip market is expected to grow at a compound annual growth rate of 38% annually from 2023 to 2032. Moving ahead, the share of fintechs in personal loan sanctions rose to 62% of the overall volume as on September 30th, from 30% in March 2019, a report from the Fintech Association for Consumer Empowerment showed on Wednesday. Similarly, the share of fintechs in loan sanctions rose to 10% of the overall value, from 4% nearly 5 years ago, the report said. Overall, the personal loan volume of fintechs rose to 41.5 million as on September 30th, from 2.3 million in March 2019. Outstanding loan value rose to ₹55,353 crore from ₹9,913 crore. Medium risk and low risk customers constitute 59% of the fintech customer base. Around 49% of loan sanctions are less than ₹50,000. Meanwhile, state-owned Oil India Limited is looking to resume its operations in the block Area 95-96 in Libya in the next financial year, an official source told EFI. The company had suspended its operations in the block in May 2014 under the force majeure clause following the civil unrest in the African country. However, with the easing of the situation, Oil India expects to restart its operations in the block soon. The company has a 25% participating interest PI in the block, with another 25% with Indian Oil Corp and the remaining 50% with SIPEX, which is also the operator of the block Area 95-96 in Libya. Up next, in what could challenge the monopoly of Google Play Store in the Android market, Walmart-owned PhonePe on Wednesday launched Made in India Indus App Store for Android devices. The Indus App Store will not charge any commission on in-app purchases compared to the 15-30% fee levied by Google Play Store and Apple App Store. Among other key features, the Made in India App Store will allow developers to list their apps in 12 Indian languages apart from English. It supports third-party payment methods and also allows developers to upload media and videos to their app listings in these languages. Other localized features offered by Indus App Store includes app discovery via short videos and the easy login with mobile number. Lastly, GIFT Nifty indicated that the Indian equity indices BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 may see a positive opening on Thursday. GIFT Nifty traded up by 33.50 points or 0.15% at 22,081.50, indicating a positive opening for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex on Thursday. Previously, on Wednesday, the NSE Nifty 50 ended down by 141.90 points or 0.64% to settle at 22,055.05, while the BSE Sensex plunged by 434.31 points or 0.59% to 72,623.09. The Indian market is facing stiff resistance at higher levels, the valuation of a broader index is at a significant premium, leading to an unfavorable risk reward, which influences the investors to book profits, said Vinod Nair, head of research, Geojit Financial Services. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.